This is the Jamal Show.
Down in
Jamal C. Wright. Jamal. Jamal C. Wright. Jamal.
This is the Jamal Show. This is the Jamal Show.
Jamal C. Wright.
You all know the routine. Hello, my friends. I bid you hello on yet another wonderful day to be alive. The sun is shining yet again, like I knew it would after a few stormy days. Hello from East Hartford, Connecticut, USA. My name is Jamal, and my crew and I have invaded the studios of WKND for yet another hour of education and entertainment, all an expression of our overwhelming love for the gift of life. Leave it up to me to remind you folks each and every weekend that your day is the only gift given to you and only you.
Dr. Max in the house.
We'll get to that. To do with you as you will. And you know what? I can't speak for you. I can only speak for me. I need to enjoy my life in freedom. And I'm acknowledging that there are many types of freedom in this world. Dr. Max also needs to be free, as he's just shown himself.
Yeah.
There are countries that give their citizens freedom to choose their own government, like here in America. And in many countries like America, there are systems that allow for citizens to have free speech and freedom of thought. You can call the president a bastard to his face here in America, and many people do, and you'll walk away a free man. Some people have done so. There are laws that allow for freedom of assembly as well. In America, the freedoms are extensive. You're even free to carry a weapon to defend yourself, generally speaking. But there are limits. You aren't free to do just everything.
Right. You can't yell fire in a movie theater.
You can't smack somebody that's the host of the Oscars.
Well, you can.
Well, I'm going to get to that, luckily for you. But there are limits. Your freedom to throw a punch ends when my nose begins. For example, like I said, you can't just go around slapping the skin from someone's face because they said something to insult you. But you are free to insult them back. Now, as an American, I've grown accustomed to these kind of freedoms. I love these freedoms. Being free is part of my culture and my upbringing. I feel like freedom is in our blood as Americans. I need to be free as possible to remain happy. So much so that I feel that we take our freedoms for granted, Dr. Mack. At least I know that I do. I know I do. Because it always shocks me that there are people in the world who are not free. Let me repeat that.
And they tolerate it.
I was about to get to that point.
And they tolerate
it. There's a reason why Dr. Mack is here. There are people in this world who are not free. And I don't know if that shocks you, but it shocks me. Because I've grown so accustomed to freedom that I can't imagine what it would be like not to be free. In fact, millions of people in this world have actually adapted their lifestyles to not being free. That's hard to imagine, isn't it? Because you would think that everybody wants to be free.
And the proof is, take a trip somewhere where people aren't free and just walk down the street. Instantly, they know you're an American.
Yeah.
Just by the way you walk.
For people that have been outside of the country, which I suggest that you do one day in your life, you need to get outside of the country and see how the real world lives.
Yeah.
And you would think that everyone who's not free is fighting to their very last breath for freedom. That's what I think I would be doing. Isn't that what you think you would be doing? Fighting for your own freedom? Let me ask you a question. Quick question.
Go ahead.
If somebody came to this country to enslave you, if someone came to this country to enslave you, would you fight to the death for your freedom? Would you? Nothing about?
Well, it depends on if you take away my gun.
All right. Well, I'm asking you myself because a recent survey said that most Americans would not fight for their country or their freedom. The survey said that most Americans would run. Would you run? I'm talking to you, listener. Would you run?
I doubt that.
Or would you fight for your freedom from tyranny? Well, if you look through history, a lot of slaves did fight to the death for their freedom, but there were also a couple who didn't fight. They went along with it out of fear. They found a way to have families under slavery. Now, let's switch gears here, because I'm not really talking to you about slavery. I'm talking about freedom. Right now, I can name you a country of 144 million people who do not have freedom. That country is Russia. How do I know they aren't free? Or at least they aren't as free as we are? Because just a week or two ago, Vladimir Putin decided that average citizens could go to jail for 15 years just for being against the war in Ukraine. Just for being against it. You can go to jail for 15 years. Now think about that for a minute. Here in America, you can practically tell the President of the United States to go to hell to his face. I have no idea why you want to do that, but you can. That's my point. But in Russia, you must support the president's policies or you could go to prison. Or else you could be poisoned. Even worse, Putin loves the poisonous detractors. That's not freedom. That's the opposite of freedom. That's called autocracy. Under an autocratic system, like a guy like me wouldn't last very long at all. We'd be dragged out of here if this is autocratic
system. Yeah, yeah. Well, but let's be careful with the analogy. See, you didn't come up through the Vietnam War, okay? All right. Now, I'll go so far with you with it. But, you know, protesting the Vietnam War, I mean, come on. Martin did it, and a lot of Muhammad Ali did it. Okay, Muhammad Ali lost his ability to make a living.
Yeah, but in Russia, you can't protest the war. Or right. You get dragged right. up and thrown to jail.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
Under an autocratic, we don't have an autocratic system. If we have
I agree.
We
I
wouldn't
agree.
Be on air right now. Then we'd be like, Bishop, we got like 15 minutes before the government gets here. You got the car running, Dr. Mike?
Yeah, yeah.
We got to run outside and get into this car before the government gets here. That's what we'd be like if we were in an autocratic system like Russia. I would have ended up in a Russian gulag at like 13 years old. Who wants to live like that? I would think nobody wants to live like that. But some people do live like that. And they find happiness in it. And it's more than just Russia. Millions of people live in autocratic societies around the world. Autocratic ideologies are all over the place. In fact, for example, I'll give you an example. In the Philippines, the president has been killing drug addicts on the streets.
Yeah. Yeah.
The autocratic president of the Philippines calls it the war on drugs. It's really a war on drugs, too, not like ours. But it's really a war on poor, defenseless drug addicts who are being murdered in the streets, thousands of them, by cops. That's the kind of stuff that happens in a country that doesn't have due process rights for its citizens. The lack of due process rights means there's no real freedom. So now the government can do whatever it wants without due process. The government can take your property or even your life without any expectation of due process. That's a fundamental right that we take for granted in America. Without due process, a government can literally choose which people are worthy to live and which people aren't. And that's what's happening in the Philippines. Thousands dead just because they got addicted to drugs. And then they were killed by their own president. That's what autocracy is about. It's the opposite of freedom. It's the autocrat's way or else. And you know what, my friends? I don't mean to startle you. But I heard this from Senator Mitt Romney, and the thought stayed with me. You know what? Autocracy is the default political reality for most of the world. Autocracy is the default political reality for most of the world. Most of the world's citizens live under some sort of autocratic government that tells them how to live and what their customs are and what jobs they can get and who to believe on TV or else. They may live under a monarchy with an actual king, or they may have a strongman with control of an army. Both of those are types of autocracies. American-type freedoms are a rarity in the world. Very few countries trust their citizens enough to allow them to choose their own leader. American logic does, and that's rare. And still, I can't help but point out the irony that America is one of the countries in the world that still imprisons the highest percentage of its own citizens.
Mm.
Under sometimes questionable circumstances. Many times Americans are imprisoned under circumstances that point out the inequities between citizens on race or class basis. For example, due to my job as a defense attorney, I spend a lot of time visiting young black men in prison who some judges have tried to wipe from existence with absurd sentences meant to keep them in jail forever. I'm glad that some of those guys have adapted to find some happiness under those circumstances. So let me tell you really quickly, what prompted me to think about this topic of freedom? Well, it was a few weeks ago. It was at the very beginning of this war between Russia and Ukraine. I was listening to the Ukrainian President Zelensky speak to the European Union to ask for support for the war. And he was being translated by a very emotional translator in the European Union. So his words came out dramatic. I want you to hear what he said on that day. I have a little clip for you. You want to hear this for me, Dr. Mack, right quick?
Good, but do it, all right.
This is President Zelensky on the first few days of the war.
This morning was a very tragic one for us. Two cruise missiles hit Kharkiv, the city which is located to the borders of the Russian Federation. More than 20 universities are there. It's the city that has the largest number of universities in our country. This is called the Freedom Square. Can you imagine? This morning, two cruise missiles hit this Freedom Square. Dozens of killed ones. This is the price of freedom. We are fighting just for our land and for our freedom.
You're hearing the words of a man who's literally fighting for his own freedom. They bombed his Freedom Square, and this was taken a few weeks ago. I just wanted to, this is what made me think of today's topic of freedom, is there are people in the world actually fighting for their right to be men. And that's really, really relevant now, because that's happening in this country. It just happened a couple of weeks ago. There was a man on stage fighting for his right to be a man, fighting to keep his own jurisdiction, fighting to keep his own line so that nobody can invade his privacy, his space. And that was Chris Rock. We're going to get into that.
Oh, please.
This is the price of freedom, Zelensky said. And we're going to get into that. This is the price of freedom, Zelensky said. I would suggest to you, my friends, that we enjoy many freedoms. We enjoy more freedoms in America than most of the countries in the world. But only about 1% of American citizens serve or have close family that serves in the military. As such, I would suggest that most Americans know freedom, but they don't know anything about the price of freedom. At least not like this man Zelensky does. And by the way, the Ukrainians are doing very well against the far more powerful Russian army. In fact, just last week, I think the Ukrainians made their first attack in Russia. Which, you know.
Yeah.
Why not?
They went across the border, blew up.
Why not?
Today, everything's open.
I don't understand. At first, I thought they wouldn't do that because they didn't want to lose support of the
war.
Or
spread the war.
But you know, if you attack my land, I attack your land. What do you have to lose? They're already attacking, killing your people in the streets. So I think that's a good move. We're going to probably disagree on that. But the Russians didn't like that so much. So maybe this guy Zelensky knows what he's talking about. He must, because now foreigners... To get this, foreigners are traveling to Ukraine to fight with the Ukrainians.
Including Americans.
Right. And I know you have your ticket. I know you have your ticket, but it's a good thing you didn't leave yet because I needed you for
the show. I had to make the show, man.
Yeah, you had to make the show. So, after the show, Dr. Mack's probably going to go over there and fight. But, understand this. These are Americans that basically risk getting shot in their own streets because, you know, we got some gun problems here. In fact, we just had two mass gun shootings in the past 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I fear that one day soon we may all know the price of freedom. May God be with us on that day. But before that day comes, now would be a good time to set the show off the right way. Welcome to Saturday, my friends. The very next day of your life. This is the Jamal Show, the place to get intelligent, live and on your favorite podcast and network. My name is Jamal. I'm an information junkie from Harlem. And I'm passing the fruits of my illness on to you along with Dr. Matt. So once again, it's time to get sick with knowledge, my friends. Now that the coronavirus has fallen back a little. As for me, I'm your listener guide, mostly along for the ride, coming straight to the Hartford studios of WKND, and I'm doing that live. Up until the day when Donald Trump speaks intelligently, which means I have a very long career in radio indeed. On this day, the revolution will be televised, but only on Facebook. The Jamal Show Facebook page live. Go there now and your intelligence will improve. Gotta say hello to the Bishop, the Black Pastor of the Year. Hello, Bishop. My good friend, Dr. Mack.
Hello.
Is also in the house. So, hello, Mack. Nice to see you on the outside of a bar. Now, while we're here live on the radio, You can also hear us best while using a live radio app on your phone or laptop, like the Extreme Mix radio app or the TuneIn radio app, or even Simple Radio. You choose. We remain without bias on The Jamal Show.
Wait a minute. Did that slap?
I just got slapped by Dr. Matt. I just got slapped in the face by Dr. Matt.
Did you just insult the man?
I think I offended him with the bar comment. But just like Chris Rock, I'm a man, so I have to keep the show going.
Just take it.
It's been 2 weeks since you last heard our voices. The last time we talked, the theme was about victory. And I got to be honest with you, nobody won anything. But the good thing is that I managed not to get arrested, so therefore I can now talk to you about freedom. And how would I pull it off, my friends? Well, how I always do it, by scheming and planning on how to get you all more intelligent. And it isn't easy with Will Smith going around slapping everybody unscrupulously. Yes, we will have our take on that in the very next segment, so don't go away. By the way, don't laugh, but the few months that we have left to live before nuclear war, I will be working as a Connecticut attorney. So here's a shout out to Connecticut Bar Association and the Connecticut Criminal Defense Lawyers Association, to both of which I am a proud member. Now, if you came late to the party, I will remind you that this broadcast will soon be up on every podcast network that ever existed. And boy, what a liar I am, but it's a lie that we can make true with your help. So please share the gift of the Jamal Show with a loved one. Tell them all about us, and by the way, we love you back. Lastly, please know that my views do not represent the views of this station. In fact, I believe the station wants to come into the studio and slap me. And slap me hard. But they can't because I float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. So there you go. By the way, you can call and join in the discussion at any time. Just call 860-218-2173. Don't be scared to try something new in your life. Okay, folks, time for a break. My voice is cracking. When we come back, we'll talk about why Will Smith is an idiot and probably needs professional help. That's my take. That's not going to be Dr. Mack's take. And then we will talk about why Will Smith is an idiot and probably needs professional help. And then we will end with why Clarence Thomas is an idiot and probably needs professional help.
Needs to go.
So three cheers for variety. This is a variety show after all, can't you tell? If we have time, we may get to talk about the Ketanji Brown Jackson hearings. We have a new justice, people.
Not yet.
Not yet, but she's waiting. She's in the wings. Republicans are weird anyway. Here's a little tune to make you nod your head during the break. The title of the song is called Quest for Five Mics, and it's by a Golden Age hip-hop group called Seeds of Labor. You're going to like it. Hit me.
Lyrical degradation. Black MCs are running all around the nations. Analyze the current techniques that they're facing. One sounds just like the next and it's amazing. Just like grace, but you know it's all a waste. Abuse for time, loot, and studio space. They always follow trends and never take the bends or the forks in the road. That's why the style is old and somewhat repetitious. The flavor of my new style must simply be delicious. Cause it's all original from this individual. Not the same ritual. Glamorizing criminal or decadently sexual. Explicit material.
Well, it's the quest for the five that keeps us all alive.
hello again, my friends. That song is called The Quest for Five Mics by Seeds of Labor. You can find Seeds of Labor music wherever you get your music. Spotify, Amazon Music, etc. You know the routine. So check them out. And remember, you heard them first on The Jamal Show, the place to get intelligent. Moving on, it is most definitely a pleasure to have you back with us on The Jamal Show.
It's good to be
WKND
back.
On WKND and on podcast. I am Jamal. That is Dr. Mac. That is the Bishop. I am you, but different. I am me, but I am everything and everyone. I am a mess and I am accomplished. I am order and chaos rolled into one. I am the word and the silent scream. I am pain and the in-between. I am that misplaced word and poetry. I am a song and lack of melody. I am the tongue that everyone speaks. I am the forgotten tongue that never repeats. I am the rhyme that catches on. I am the abstract that never lets on. I am Jamal. Who are you? Whoever you are, thanks for being with us. You're special just like everybody else. Let's move on. Now, I don't want to waste any time here. It's time to give the Jamal Show Award, and you got to know who it's going to. It's going to a young man by the name of Chris Rock. Now, Chris Rock is the man. He's inspired me this week. And unless you've lived under a rock for the past 3 weeks, you know why.
Well, I want to debate your gift here, man.
Well, let me just tell you why he's my hero first, and then you can tell me why I'm wrong. It's not just because he's a top-tier comedian, which he is, who can be matched only by the best like Bill Burr or Dave Chappelle. But Mac, Chris Rock handled that situation like a pro. Chris Rock literally told the joke, got slapped, and kept the show going without even going backstage to regroup. I don't know anybody who could have just kept the show going like that. Steve Harvey would have gotten a fist fight with Will Smith. 50 Cent might have pulled the gun on him. Let me tell you something. A lot of people would have overreacted getting slapped, and they would have fought Will Smith on that stage.
Well, see, I have a problem with him coming out on stage and making fun of a black woman. All right? That's my issue.
Black
all right?
women get made fun of every day.
So what?
And
so what?
If
I was to give it out this week, I give it out to Tiger Woods for what he's doing at the Masters right now. That you know, so we're a little disagreeing.
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
The thing is, the Tiger Woods is doing for himself.
Himself?
Yeah, right.
No.
He's doing for himself. He's winning those awards for himself. I don't get to share in Tiger Woods' glory when he wins a trophy. He takes the trophy home and he gets his millions of dollars.
He is raging.
He has sex with his 9 women or whatever. He's not like the biggest.
You would if you could. I mean, so don't go there.
But I also give back to black people.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that. I haven't read that book. Haven't read the book of him visiting black schools. I haven't read any book that includes Tiger Woods doing anything for anybody else except himself.
Except
trying to defend himself against like almost hitting his wife or running from his wife or whatever. Like everything in the media about Tiger Woods has been the opposite of what someone like Tyler Perry has done. So I don't want to hear how he's a hero, because at least Chris Rock didn't kill Will Smith. Like, I would have been in a fist fight with Will Smith on that stage, right? But you know what was worse than Chris Rock getting smacked? Two black rich men fighting on the Oscar stage in front of the world. And so everyone in the world can be like, you can't even give them money and have them act civilized. You can't even give them money and have them act civilized. You see how, you know how bad that would have looked if he would have just defended himself?
All of a sudden, you're going to deny us the right to be human? Don't do that.
I would say that smacking the host of the Oscars goes a little further than just, oh, I made a little mistake. You got to plan that. You got to be privileged to do that.
No, not planned.
An insane homeless person wouldn't even done that. They'd have been like, yeah, I'm insane, but I'm going to get Chris Rock at the Oscars.
I don't know.
What he would have said.
I think I think that Will Smith had a mental moment that we need to look at.
Let that be his defense.
Look at him. He looks like he's having a mental strike.
Yeah, I can believe that. And, you know, I have a personal history with Will Smith that I'll just reveal a little bit of.
Go ahead.
My mother was a district attorney in Philadelphia many years ago before she became a judge in Philadelphia, Judge Deborah Griffin. For those that want to look it up, my mother released helped get Meek Mill out of jail. She was a judge in Philadelphia. She became an attorney. And she dealt with Will Smith years ago when she was a district attorney. People don't know this, but Will Smith has a felony. Will Smith has a felony from Philadelphia from his younger days when he first got involved with Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
He sent his bodyguard to beat up a radio DJ. He got caught for it. I know this for a fact because my mother let me cut school to go to his court case where he pled guilty and made a deal and caught a felony. He just took the deal because he had all this money and he didn't care about getting a felony. Now, that years later, that would stop him from campaigning for Barack Obama because he had a felony. And, you know, campaigns don't really want felons around them raising money. So he was actually going to try to get a pardon through my mother, and that fell through. So Will Smith is not a punk. I'll just say to say that a lot of people think, oh, well, he was just acting, you know, he had a hard moment. Will Smith's not a punk. If you look on YouTube, you will see other instances where he's, you know, jaw tapped somebody. Will Smith will punch you in the face.
Yeah,
listen, I know that you're used to seeing him on TV.
An autobiography out, and right. Where he explains that he says there's part of him is called Mr. Fluffy, and it's Mr. Fluffy that's made his money for him, okay? Because he goes around being this happy-go-lucky Mr. Fluffy guy,
yeah.
You know? And so, but there's the other side of Will Smith, and we saw that.
What you got to remember is that Will Smith is from East Philadelphia.
He's from Philly.
Philadelphia, and Philadelphia.
I'm from Philly.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
As a matter of fact, come here.
You can't walk down the street. You can't walk down the streets in Philadelphia and not fear for your life. I've been jumped on the streets in Philadelphia.
Hey.
Will Smith will punch you in the face.
That's right.
Don't believe for a minute that like he's a sucker or he can't handle himself.
No.
He might have did that. He could have did that in the press corps, what he did to Chris Rock. Now, Chris Rock's from Brooklyn, and what Will Smith doesn't know is that Chris Rock has 10 brothers. So they're all talking junk about Will Smith right now. They're like, oh, yeah? You know what I'm saying? So two of them are like comedians, and they're on stage already like making jokes about it. Like, don't you? The only thing you can do if you disagree with my joke is disagree. Write me a letter. Don't come up here because you're going to get these hands. That's
tell
what Tony Rock said.
All right.
So this is the problem. The problem is that now all comedians are worried. All comedians are worried because that's what comedians do. I mean, you know the worst joke I heard about Will Smith? This is actually really bad. He said, Will Smith still took home the Oscar, and we mean the statue, not the Mexican guy that go be with his wife.
That open relationship.
Are you
going
to smack everybody that has something sweet to say about your wife? Because you know what? Your wife puts herself out there.
OD? Out there?
You know, out there. She puts herself out there. And you don't hear people talk about Rita Hanks?
Yeah.
There was no joke made about Rita Hanks. You know why? Because Rita Hanks doesn't have a red table that she goes to expose her business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, Tom Hanks doesn't have to go smack anybody. You know? And he's lucky he's not sued for everything he has because that video's not going anywhere.
No, in my opinion, the people that have to worry about being sued is the Academy Award because they should have had somebody standing there to keep people who didn't belong on stage on stage. As a matter of fact, I recommend, and I've said it to you, let's have Tyson be the surprise guest host next year.
Yeah, that's a good point. Tyson come up on stage and be like,
he
got a few
turn the
people.
Place out.
Let me know if you. And this is Mike Tyson. I'm going to tell a few jokes. Right. Let me know if you're offended or not.
Right. You come on up here and express yourself.
You got a drop box.
No, I want you to come up and express yourself.
Use your hands, brother. And by the way, here's the thing that makes Chris Rock so special. I have the wisdom of hindsight now. In hindsight, Chris Rock did the exact right thing. But if I were in his position, there's no way that I wouldn't have been able to retaliate. It would have been just instinctual. And it would have destroyed both of our careers. You know, like no one would ever forget two rich black men fighting on the Oscar stage. No one would ever forget that. So Chris Rock did the right thing by he stayed right in the middle. He didn't overreact by fighting back. And he didn't underreact by like crumpling on the stage and crying and running off like, oh, he didn't do that. He didn't do what Taylor Swift would have did.
Right.
Of course, she's a woman and she's weaker than, you know. Right. But you know, to know the exact right thing to do in that moment and keep on and tell a joke, I think that's phenomenal.
Right.
It's like a guy couldn't come in here in a radio station and smack me without people knowing about it. I'd be like, they be hearing some curse words. I take the mic and swing it. Outside.
Bishop be screaming.
Bishop be like, hey, Bishop, Lord,
what are you doing?
God help us. Hey. You hear a lot of God help us?
Right.
You hear like metal hitting, windows be broken. So you got to give Chris Rock some credit here. And that's exactly why his career is taking off. What's happening as a result of Will Smith? What did he do? You've been reading up on this, Matt. He's had to leave the Oscars.
For 10 years.
Oh, so it's 10 years now.
It's 10 years. I think that's too much.
He said now that his acting career is now going on break.
Yeah, right.
Well, he's not releasing movies this year, says Apple. And every movie studio is holding back his movies this year. So
look,
I don't know that that's his decision.
Look, money rules all. Let this thing calm down and let money come back into it.
I would make the argument that this has hurt the sales of King Richard. And actually, he's actually turning people away from the box office. You know why? Because Chris Rock tickets are going to $1,000, and nobody in their right mind would ever pay $1,000 for a Chris Rock ticket. So that means that that there's a real crowd response to this. There's a real audience response, and that he might be losing fans.
Who, Will Smith?
Yeah, I think he might be losing.
What will happen is his fans will be better defined.
You know what I think he should do? And you might not. See, you're not into hip hop, but I think he should go back to being a Fresh Prince. I think he should go back to rapping. You know why? Because a rapper can smack the host of the Oscars. Yeah. But the prime star in Aladdin can't.
So 50 Cent can do it, huh?
Yeah, 50 Cent.
50 Cent
would have been able to get away with
this.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Because he was in character.
But he's not the star of Disney's Aladdin.
Right.
How can Disney put Will Smith in Aladdin 2 when he's known for smacking dudes? You know what I'm saying? Smacking dudes were rappers known for. If this had been Little Baby, he'd love this. He'd be like, yo, I'm going around smacking dudes at the Oscars, man. I'm real. I'm selling some albums off of this. Will Smith is Aladdin.
I got you.
And that's the problem. The brand is hurt. The brand is hurt. And his wife ain't really making no money. She's just exposing her business because she likes the spotlight. But it only made people ridicule his wife more.
Indeed. I will agree with that. It only brought more of a discussion and spotlight on her.
And you think the Oscars are being too heavy on him?
Oh, yes.
But I say that, you know, they have the right to do whatever they want. They're a club. It's not like they're keeping food and water from him. You know, this is basically a country club. Oh, we think you're cool. Hey, we meet every year and give each other awards. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you're not in the club no more, man. You smacked our guy.
I think this is a great. I think this is a great example of overpunishing black men. Overpunished.
The smart thing for Will Smith to do would have been to turn himself in. Why? Why? Because then he could have said, "Hey, look, man, I turned myself in. I'm paying the same price that everybody else is paying." You know what I'm saying?
I disagree. I think that the smart thing for Will Smith to do right now is to go get some professional help.
Well, he is doing that. But I
and
think
then
that
in the professional helps and then come back after he's gotten the help, do 5 or 10 mea culpas, and I think he'll be.
What you ignore is that part of the reason why there's outrage is because he got away with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's part of my outrage because I have defense clients. You know, if a client tells me the cops caught me on camera doing something, that's called a conviction. Like, they don't need the witness to sign off. Like, yeah, I'd like him to be arrested. They don't need the witness to sign off. Once the cops have you on camera committing a crime, they can go get him. In this instance, they went to ask Chris Rock, hey, should we go pick him up? We'd really like to pick him up. Let us pick him up. Please let us pick him up. He's like, no, I don't want no parts of that.
I think Will Smith should go get some psychological professional help. Just read his autobiography. Mr. Fluff went away, and the other guy came out. It's Jekyll Hyde. Hyde came out.
Maybe he would benefit if maybe they stopped putting all of his business in the public. Maybe if Red Table Talk wasn't like her exposing all his personal business, maybe he should work on what's going on inside of his family so that it doesn't come outside of his family. These are just some suggestions because Chris Rock had a terrible divorce. He had a terrible affair with Kerry Washington or whatever that he admitted to, which caused the divorce. He's suffering paying money for his divorce. And he didn't slap anybody. You know what I'm saying? All he had is a couple of old bad shows. Tambourine, that last show he did was terrible.
Yeah.
Where he talked about his wife all the time.
Yeah.
I hear he's doing much better now, but all he did was have bad shows. You know, we know that Chris Rock has had a bad year. You know what I'm saying? Or a bad 2 years. That ended with him getting slapped. But if you don't know the... I don't know if the audience heard me, my man. I'm telling you, it was none other than Chris Rock who prevented Will Smith from being thrown out on his ass. So even after all that, he's still trying to save his brother. Don't arrest him. He shouldn't have to pay a price. No, I don't want to talk about it. No, it's okay. Don't take him out. It's still Chris Rock that is defending Will Smith. And I have to say, the name of the show today was Freedom. But I should have called it Manhood. I should have called it Manhood because both of these men thought they were men. Will thought he was being more of a man by going up and defending his wife, but he wasn't. He was invading another man's territory.
Well,
just like Vladimir Putin did.
I'd say Will was trying to be more chivalrous than anything else.
But in being chivalrous, look, Vladimir Putin's trying to be chivalrous too.
No, he's not.
He's trying to be more of a man too. He's invading another man's territory.
I'm with you up to there. I agree. I agree with the manhood thing. You know, go ahead.
Look, you gotta have a reason to invade another man's territory other than making your manhood stronger. I want to be strong for my wife, so I'm going to invade your territory and smack you. That's an invasion of jurisdiction, just like Vladimir Putin is doing it to the Ukraine. Same exact thing, different scale. You know, Vladimir Putin's trying to be a bigger man by invading another man's space. And what we're finding out is that manhood has changed. Because in the 1950s, it would be cool to smack another dude for your wife. In the 1950s, that might have worked. Well, Will Smith might have worked in the 1950s because manhood was much more aggressive back then.
You're right.
You know?
Right.
A good movie that started in the 50s was 007, right?
Right.
One thing I like about 007 is before he kills you, he takes a drink. Right? That's manhood. That was 50s style manhood.
Right. Dark liquor,
and
too.
And going up to the Oscars stage to smack the host while he's talking about your wife, that's 50s style manhood. But things have changed now. Now manhood means like taking care of your family.
Mm-hmm.
So now we find that Chris Rock is looking like more of a man now because he kept the Oscars going. He wanted to keep that check going. He's probably going to be hosting the Oscars next year. And Will Smith won't be there.
What's Mike Tyson?
Hopefully Mike Tyson will be there as well. I would love to see a joke on that. But before we go, Horace, let's go ahead and take one more break because we are getting there. We have some more things to announce. I just think, you know, he can make this whole thing easier on himself by just saying, you know what? I should have been arrested that night. Let me go and turn myself in. I'm not going to jail. I get out. I show everybody that I'm getting charged so people can stop being outraged at the fact that everyone else gets arrested for this type of crap. Everybody else. Anybody else that would have slapped the hell out of Chris Rock on that night in that manner.
So Tiger should have been arrested when he crashed his car. Well, you'd have been arrested.
No.
Yes,
that was the accident.
Huh?
That was the accident.
Yeah, speeding at 85 and 34 miles
an hour. Somebody on Oscar stage is not an accident. Unless you're Jamal C. Wright. And with that, we will go to a break. Play me the next song. Give me some Todd Bless. Anything? Yeah.
Love is played out. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to love them. Come on, talk about money. Man, that's like messing with my emotions, dawg. Come on. Her pretty smile, ride or die style. Girl, I want that. Friends for a while, but a man fat. Girl, that's just facts. Gotta keep it real. Let's make a deal when we get back. Put me to the test. I'm the freaking best. Let me sex that. Oh, yeah. We can get a room. We can pop the whip. We can get low. Oh yeah, we can get honey, Jack Daniel money, we can step slow. Oh yeah, let me eat the cake, we can wick a bake, we can go hard. Oh yeah, gonna have a blast, tossing up cash, cause it's your job. I wanted to wife her, but now she keep talking about money. I really do like her, but now I just feel like a dummy. She's twerking and shaking and breaking me, taking my money. Fuck it. 34, 35, 36, 30, oh baby, let's go. She callin', he callin', they callin', gotta go, gotta take you home. 100, 200, 300, 400, greedy thought, that's all. Started off all up, but now I'm just proud.
top, banging that, make a nigga really wanna dance. So fine, a touch of class. She got that vacuum ass at the bank sucking all of my cash. Oh yeah, we can get right, we can take flight, we can get high. Oh yeah, we can get hot, hit it all night, we can say bye. Oh yeah, we can do things, pull a few strings, we can rule the world. Oh yeah, let the beat bang, that's the hood game, cause you're my girl. I wanted to wife her, but now she keep talking about money. I really do like her, but now I just feel like a dummy. She's twerking and shaking and breaking me, taking my money, taking my money. 34, 35, 36, 30, oh baby, let's go. She calling, he calling, they calling, gotta go, gotta take you home. 100, 200, 300, 400, 35, that's all. Start up on it, but now I'm just proud.
My friends, hello again, my friends. That song you just heard was Taking My Money by my homie Ty Bless. Much love to him and his family because his dad just died last week. Oh. I do love that song though. And if you like it too, you can find it wherever you get your music. Just look for Ty Bless, two words. That's two words. And I remember you heard it on the Jamal Show, the place to get intelligent first. Now, I wanted to make a few announcements, but I wanted to go into this Clarence Thomas thing a little bit. There's a big problem with the Supreme Court right now, and the problem is that they don't have any ethics rules. And why is this important? Because many people remember the riots of January 6th, but people don't know there were many luminaries there, along with many cops and many military officials. One of the luminaries is married to Justice Clarence Thomas. Her name is Virginia Thomas. Friends and family called her Ginny. Ginny not only attended January 6th riots, but helped to motivate them and participated in the communications.
Which she has every right to do.
Which she has every right to do. But of course, see, when you're a judge, it's one of those unsaid rules that your spouse doesn't lead the protest, generally speaking. But they have a right to. They have a right to. But generally speaking, out of respect for your position, you know, usually the governor's wife doesn't go out leading Black Lives Matter protests or anti-Black Lives Matter protests. But Ginny Thomas is an activist. She married her husband as an activist. So you have to give her that leeway. What the leeway you don't have to give them is when to recuse. And most judges are required to recuse or step off of a case, not judge a case.
But that's not required in the Supreme Court.
It's not required in the Supreme Court. It is required in the Supreme Court, but it's only self-regulated. So they're the ones. He himself is the one that gets to decide whether he's to recuse himself, and he's the last word on it.
And so, therefore, you don't agree with his decision.
Right. So, let me set it up.
So, therefore, you don't agree with his decision.
Well, we got to know what the decision is first.
Or not to recuse.
On what case?
I don't know. Go ahead.
You're not supposed to recuse on every case, obviously. You're only supposed to recuse on cases where
you're materially involved.
Right? So, his wife is on these communications about January 6th, about overturning the election. And the question comes to the Supreme Court. The January 6th committee in Congress is looking for these communications. Should they be released? And everyone on the Supreme Court, there are 9 justices on the Supreme Court, 8 of them say, yeah, of course this should be released. Why not? Transparency. This is an investigation. What would be the interest in keeping them secret? But there is one. There is just one justice that says don't release them. And oh, by the way, my wife is on them. But that doesn't matter. But we shouldn't release these. He has no reason for it. He has no logical reason for not releasing them. Except, you know, presidential power.
He has expressed no reason for it.
Right.
And doesn't have to do so
either.
Doesn't
have to. But, so the question becomes, is that the right thing to do? Because just because someone has the power to do something, doesn't mean they should do it. Right? Everyone has an oath to defend the Constitution. Right? And part of a justice's rules or ethics should include, if it even appears that there could be some corruption, you're supposed to recuse yourself. I know this because my mother was a judge. So, if it could appear to the layman that there could be some corruption here, then you're supposed to recuse yourself. Justice Thomas did not. We are to... It's easy to think that he knew that his wife was on these communications, and that he was... One can come to the easy conclusion that he was trying to protect his wife, which the judge is not supposed to do, especially a justice. So, as a result, there's no way to punish him. There is a call to impeach him.
To punish him?
Yeah, yeah. For not recusing himself. Because judges are not supposed to be on cases where their personal wives are involved, dude. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Like, that's true.
If your wife is suing somebody, you can't, like, call the case as a judge.
No, that's for... In Supreme Court judges, that does not apply.
No, it applies, but the problem is there's no enforcement. It doesn't. There is a rule that says he has to recuse himself.
All right.
He just ignored it because there's no enforcement. It's like having a law where the cops can arrest you.
I'm with you.
It's
okay,
like having a law where the cops can arrest you. The cops said you can't jaywalk, right? And if they took away the power of cops to arrest people, they'd be like, well, you can't do it. People would do it anyway, right? They'd be like, oh, well, we decided we did. So there's no enforcement mechanism for it. So now Congress, we have a... I'm sorry that I forget his last name, but we have a senator here in Connecticut named Chris something.
Chris,
you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He's young. Yeah. He was about the guns.
Yeah.
And for the life of me, I can't remember his last name. But Chris, what you would call it, look him up, senator from Connecticut. He is proposing a bill that he's proposed for a while now that makes Congress make rules for the Supreme Court so that they have to recuse themselves, so that they're forced to, or else they get impeached. I'm behind that. I think people should listen to what's going on. There is nobody in the world, no organization in the world that is fit to police themselves. You wouldn't allow a cop, you wouldn't allow a police precinct to do that, and we shouldn't allow the Supreme Court to do it. No man is greater than any other man. Well, I don't have the same corruption possibilities that you do. Any man can be turned corrupt. So every organization needs a watchdog, is my argument. Do you disagree?
No, I go with you. But I disagree that Congress has the power to do it.
Congress does have the power. There's no question about that. They're debating a bill right now. If they didn't have the power to do it, they wouldn't be debating a bill.
Supreme Court has to do is say it's unconstitutional. And then you have to make an amendment.
Congress wins that battle. You know why? Because Congress controls the Supreme Court's budget. So the Supreme Court will have no money next year.
Oh, they can be bought.
Yeah. Congress, okay, so let me a quick lesson for those who don't know the Constitution. The first part of the Constitution is dedicated to Congress. They're supposed to be the strongest part of the government. After that comes the judicial, and after that comes the presidential. So Congress, where laws are generally generated at, that's where laws are made.
All right.
The Senate kind of approves laws. They can make laws from the Senate too, but generally speaking, all laws start in the Congress. Congress does have the power to limit the Supreme Court. They can mess with the Supreme Court in many ways. They can add more members.
Right.
They can make the Supreme Court almost non-existent by adding adding an extra member.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Or more. As FDR did.
Yeah, as FDR did. So they control the entire budget of the Supreme Court. They can take away their paralegals. They can do a lot of things. And they can... I'll give a great example of Congress... controlling the Supreme Court. Military law, right? You know people in the military don't have First Amendment rights, right?
Right.
How did that happen? Because Congress said the Supreme Court would never allow any American to not have First Amendment rights. Congress said, we cut this out of your jurisdiction. The military law is no longer in your jurisdiction. Have a nice day. So any military law, like military court thing that happens, can never go to the Supreme Court. It might be able to go to the Supreme Court, but they'll just dismiss it because they don't have any jurisdiction there. Congress said you cannot make any decisions with how we govern our military.
Okay.
National security, end of story. Supreme Court had to accept it. So there are ways to limit the Supreme Court, and I think it should be done because, and this is besides the fact that Clarence Thomas is an embarrassment. You know, I consider him a big embarrassment. That's a whole nother show. But we'll go into that another time. Let me just make a few announcements. I am going for hip replacement surgery on Monday, so I am not going to be around for about 3 weeks. If you're wondering how you know it went well, You will see me 3 weeks again from now.
Yeah, I'm reading up on how to do it. Can
that's
you
right.
Pass me
that's right.
Can you pass me that book, please?
I was thinking about doing it here. I just got slapped again.
You need to be slapped.
I just got slapped again. But so we'll be out of commission for 3 weeks, and you will know that I'm fine when I'm back here on the air, because if I'm fine, I will be back. God-fearing people, I like your prayers, guys and girls, whoever's on my side, we will be back, okay? And I just want to try a little something different. When we do get back, we're going to be talking a little bit about relationships.
So send flowers, there'll be candy, East Harbor, Connecticut.
That's right. We're going to have some other people in here talking about relationships a little bit, and manhood and womanhood and how they all get along. So please do join us. I can't give you a date now, but it'll probably be 3 weeks from now. And that's it for now. We are out of time, my friends. Got to send a big, hefty thank you to everyone in and out of the studio who helps produce this show. The Bishop, Dr. Mack, Joe Duncan, DJ Alex Sanchez, and Ty Bless. Once again, condolences to his family for the death of their beloved father. Most importantly, though, thanks so much to all of you listeners. Without you, we would have nobody to talk to. And that would be a sad sight to see indeed. See you soon, my friends. But listen, I need a fair fight out there. Try your best not to kick each other in the balls. That's all I got for you. Hit me.
This is the Jamal Show.
Jamal C. Wright.
Jamal. This is the Jamal Show. This is the Jamal Show.
Jamal C. Wright.
This is the Jamal Show. This is the Jamal Show. This is the Jamal Show.